I would invite you to stand for the opening hymn. Of the Christmas candle. In the name of Christ, who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace to you all.
And also with you.
Called to be a reconciling people, we gather to experience the birth of the Christ child, one who confounds expectations, upsets the established order, and uprights the downtrodden.
Let us remember, the first candle is for the hope of reconciliation with the land. The second candle is for the peace we seek in the water that flows in and through it. The third candle is for joy in the life we share with all the inhabitants of this planet. The fourth candle is for love to unite the genders and generations of your beloved people.
Tonight, we light the final candle, the Christ candle, for Christ is born anew amongst us. Our Advent waiting is complete, yet our yearning for justice is but rekindled as we continue to work and wait, call for and co-create God's final reconciliation of all things.
Let us pray. God of reconciliation, source of all life, may we see Christ with the wonder and curiosity of a child. May we find Christ flowing through your beloved waters and healing your beloved land. May we wait on Christ, the reconciler of nations and peoples, whose reign of justice will never end. Warm welcome to you on this Christmas Eve to St. James Westminster Anglican Church. For those who have been to our Jazz Mass in the past, well, it's not what it used to be or usually is. It is what it is on this night. The reality is that we will celebrate the birth in time of the timeless Son of God. Whether there's 500 people jammed in here or 61, as I count tonight, we are joined together to celebrate the birth of Christ. Let us pray. Eternal God, this holy night is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. As we have known the revelation of that light on earth, bring us to see the splendor of your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Service continues with the first reading from Scripture.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born, for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. 365 days ago, I stood in this spot with two other people and celebrated the Eucharist on Christmas Eve. Every church in the city of London was closed, locked down because of a pandemic. A year ago on Christmas Day, I came by myself at 9 o'clock in the morning and sat right where Carolyn is right now without a light on in the building and said morning prayer. That was our Christmas service. Now, this old building is an interesting place to be by yourself at 9 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. This building has its own voice. It creaks and it groans and it squeaks. The wind blows. And it was absolutely magical. It was a spiritual experience to be treasured, to sit here and pray on behalf of all the people who would normally have been here. Now, I can usually say morning prayer in 15 minutes, sometimes faster if I'm in a hurry. It took me over an hour that day. It's a good thing I was the only one here, because if memory serves me correctly, I got out a hymn book and sang a couple of carols at the top of my voice, and nobody wants to hear that. But to God, I believe that day, it was music to God's ears. Tonight, many people say we shouldn't be here. We should be at home. But to me, I think there's always a risk to God. I think that we have to take a stride forward to say that this is important enough to us to be here. No, not to fill the building to 500 people like we do with everybody sitting arm to arm, but carefully socially distanced, wearing masks, doing all the things that we've been asked to do. The shepherds would understand. I don't know how much you know about shepherds in the time of Jesus, but they are not like little kids wearing bathrobes with towels around their head. Being a shepherd was not a job that you espoused for your kids. It was a lonely job, out in the middle of nowhere by yourself, or maybe with one other. It attracted loners. It attracted ne'er-do-wells. It attracted people who didn't fit into society. It doesn't matter where you fit on the continuum of believing that Luke's story of Christmas Eve is a CNN report, or whether you see it as a symbolic understanding of describing what it meant that the timeless Son of God came into time. The shepherds were brave. They had a lot to lose by coming into town. They risked ridicule by saying, "People, hey, we saw angels in the sky. They talked to us. They said great things were coming." And you know what the people would say? "Yeah, that's just the shepherds. Don't worry about them." By the way, the shepherds didn't have a union. They didn't have a pension plan. They didn't have a health care plan. They had nobody to stand up for them. As I said, they had everything to lose. Yet they were still willing to tell their story. For them, the birth of Jesus was sufficient. It was all that they needed. Last year, standing here with three people, as much as I thought it would be empty, it was sufficient. Sitting by myself was sufficient. Because God is always sufficient if we are willing to seek. So my question to you tonight, is God sufficient for you? Amen. Take whatever position is comfortable for you in prayer.
In response to the prayers of the people, we welcome you. As we celebrate God's coming to us as a human child, we bring the needs of our world before the God we can trust. We pray for all those who worship God in every country of our world. We pray for the grace to know and love God more deeply. Emmanuel, God with us, welcome. We pray for those who are spending this Christmas apart from those they love. We pray for those whose celebrations are tempered with sorrow or fear. Emmanuel, God with us,
welcome.
We pray for peace in the Holy Land and for all who now live in the city of Bethlehem. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those working over Christmas, for all women giving birth and all babies being born today. We pray for their homes and their families. Emmanuel, God with us. We pray for those in need in our community with our prayers. Dan Lomansky, Pat Collette, Bill Carswell, Diane Fuster, Anna Woodson, Sylvia Brightwell, Chris Briglia. We pray for those being born into eternal life through the gate of death and commend them to God's love and mercy. Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the extraordinary love you show for us in entering our world through the natural channel of birth. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites us to this table. Let us now confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On most Christmas Eves, it takes us a long time to share the peace. The place is full, everybody's happy, we're shaking hands, we're hugging, high fives, everything goes. Tonight, it will have to be sufficient to share a glance, a wink, a smile under your mask. For those who are in their bubbles over here, I guess we can let you get away with a hug tonight. It's an important thing. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Also with you.
when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth.
Let us pray. Source of light and gladness, accept all we offer on this joyful feast. May we grow up in him who unites our lives to yours, for he is Lord, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you." In the same way he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. There are some changes in our protocols to receive communion due to the pandemic. You will stay where you are in your seat, and we will come to you. You may stand, sit, or kneel to receive communion, whatever is most comfortable to you. We receive only in one kind, the bread. Only the celebrant receives the wine. We have to consecrate both bread and wine to make a Eucharist, but due to pandemic restrictions, the common cup is not shared. Jerry and I will be distributing communion. We'll work each on one half of the church, just so that you know the way we're coming towards you. We'll work from the outside in, and we'll always come to you as we're facing you, rather than when we first started doing this, sometimes we would go down an aisle and then come back up and get people from behind, and it doesn't work. So we've learned from that. So we'll always come back to the front and start from the front going back. There are gluten-free wafers. Each of us will have at least one with us. So if you need gluten-free, please just let us know. If you prefer not to receive communion and you would rather receive a blessing, simply cross your arms across your chest and we'll be happy to give you a blessing. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Father of all, tonight you have united earth and heaven in sending your Son to take our human nature. May we who have tasted heavenly things share in the life of his eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this special and holy night and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.